Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Sam Grass in Atlanta, Georgia. Joining me today in Atlanta is Stone Payton. Stone is the assistant producer of a radio show. Good morning, Stone.
Well, thank you, man. Thanks for letting me hang out with you guys this morning. This is going to be a fun show.
Yeah, I know. It's good to have you, and I guess Lee is on vacation. Is that correct?
I suspect he's on some exotic island somewhere, Lee.
I can tell this is going to be a great show. Joining us in Texas, Dallas, Texas, is Brad. Are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm stunned that Lee is on vacation. In the year and a half that we've been doing the show, he's never been on vacation before. So I guess it's well-deserved.
Certainly is well-deserved.
And we've got Kevin here as well. Helping me host in Dallas, and we've got two guests, Aqua Umoran and Olivia Haynes from Haven Home Health. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are we up first this morning, Sam?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Aqua and Olivia, it's great to have you. Aqua, why don't we start with you, and if you could give us some of your background, you know, where you're from, where you went to school, and how you got to where you are now.
Well, I'm originally from Seattle, Washington, the Pacific Northwest, and found my way down to New Orleans where I went to Xavier University, undergraduate, and got my my management degree from there, and went on and got my master's degree from University of New Orleans back in the early 2000s. And now I'm here with Haven Home Health Care and have been here for the past 5 years.
So how did you get from New Orleans to Dallas?
Well, if you've been in New Orleans, there's really only a couple things that you can do. You can work in a casino or you can work in a hotel because there's not really much going on there outside of entertainment things. So for me, more opportunities were available in Dallas. And decided to kind of just pick up and move here, and it's been good since we've been here. We got here toward the end of 2004, about 6-7 months, or at least 8 months before Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans. So
good timing.
Very good timing, because we probably wouldn't have left.
All right. Olivia, what about yourself?
Well, I am born and raised in Dallas, Texas. I attended the University of Oklahoma, so I am a Sooner, and I do get a lot of grief for that, but I don't care. I support my Sooners. So I started in recruitment, agency recruitment, as most recruiters will tell you, doing admin, clerical, accounting, you know, all of that, and then got into healthcare, and I did HR management for a long-term care facility for a while. And that was very educational. I got to see a lot of different types of clinicians and work with them and see a lot of different types of patients and different disease stages. So that was really interesting. But I'm not a clinician, so I stay on the HR and recruitment side. And then having found Haven, I feel like I have found my home. I love recruiting for them. I love getting up every day and going to work and doing what I do. So.
And how long have you been with Haven?
About a year and a half.
Year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
We love her, too.
Aw.
And Aqua, how long have you been with Haven?
I've been with the agency for 5 years.
Okay. So really, almost since you came here, then.
Yeah. I came here and worked with an IT recruiting firm, my boss knew the two owners of Haven Home Healthcare. And I actually interviewed for a recruiting position, so I was supposed to be sitting in Olivia's seat, but they
found your other talent.
Yeah, ended up on the marketing side. So
excellent. Well, so tell us a little bit about Haven.
Well, we are a home health care company here in Dallas, specializing in skilled needs such as wound care, orthopedic rehabilitation, you know, different types of disease states like CHF, COPD, educating them, teaching people how to better manage their diseases and keep them out of the hospital. So that's kind of like our goal. It's kind of like what we try to do.
When I pick up the New Lifestyles Resource Guide, which is about 3/4 of an inch thick with mice type in it, there are literally hundreds of home health agencies in New Lifestyles. What is it that sets Haven apart from the plethora of other agencies?
Well, actually, there's just over 1,100 home care agencies here in the Metroplex, including Fort Worth and Dallas. There are a lot. But what really sets us apart is that it's how we treat our employees internally. You will notice that most of our employees have been with us for at least a year or more, and it speaks to how well the care that we give, because we treat our employees like family. I've been with the agency for 5 years, Olivia a year and a half, most of our marketers are 3 years or more, clinicians 5 years and more, and it just makes a big difference when a patient can call you 2 years later and say, you know, I want Mike back as our physical therapist, and we can do that, and referral sources realize that, and I think that makes a huge impact, you know, with setting ourselves apart from our competition, because as you guys know, there is a ton of turnover. I mean, it's an open door. People, you know, in and out, in and out, in and out. We've been able to retain our core staff for years.
Yeah, I find it interesting that your average tenure of your salespeople is 3 years.
Absolutely, because that's rare.
Very rare.
That has a tendency to be a revolving door.
Right.
You know, particularly the...
But when you think about it, you're going to your referral sources in your territory, what, every year and a half, and you're telling them, oh, you know what, I'm with this new company now.
And they're better
than the other company. Trust me.
Right.
So, you know, after a couple of times of doing that, your credibility is shot. So our marketers, I mean, they've built those relationships with their referral sources and with that community in general, and they trust them. So that helps, and that comes over to the patient. The patient understands that. I mean, they really know their business. They really know Haven's business.
Right.
You know, and I think that's another thing that's important.
And it helps your marketing to be able
Absolutely.
To say, you know, our average longevity for our PT staff is also 5 years.
5 years,
That helps you sell.
It's huge as far as relationship building is concerned, because a lot of marketers, they're just strictly about the business. You know, what can I do? What can I say to get a referral? Whereas, you know, most of our marketers are, like, involved in these people's lives. Like, I'm babysitting people's kids. Or, you know, we've seen these newborns now 4 and 5 years old now. We've actually, you know, been alongside them as they've grown up. And you know, there's you can't put a price tag to that. And, you know, that's it's a good thing.
It's interesting that you say that your differentiator is how you treat your people, which, you know, will translate to having better people.
Mm-hmm.
And that, Olivia, kind of makes your job one of the most important jobs in the company.
Absolutely. Well, I certainly think so. And I'm very picky about any clinician that comes through our door because we do have a high standard. And it's not, you know, it's not a holier than thou or anything like that. We just know that what our staff is doing is so important to our patients. They are entrusting us to come into their home and get them better, take care of them, and educate their family on how to take care of them. So I certainly think that is very important. And we have staff members that are excellent, that have been with the company for a long time, and that have helped us to receive the awards that we've received. I mean, one of our physical therapists in Ennis was recognized as a top healthcare person in, was it the state? That she's recognized. So, I mean, that's wonderful. And just as a company, we've received many awards that other home care companies can't say. But I think it's, again, because of the way we treat our staff. You know, we've been recognized as one of the top places to work by the Dallas Business Journal the past 2 years in a row. We, as a company, have received the North Texas Business Ethics Award, which in home care, you know, that is amazing. I mean, that award's been given out for 10 years, and in 10 years, we've been the only home care company to receive it. We have goals, and we have a vision of the kind of company that we want to be, and we try every day to exhibit that in everything that we do.
So you set the bar high
Yes.
for the people that you would recruit. What are some of the qualities that you look for, and how does somebody make it through, kind of pass muster with Haven?
Well, you know, in home care, you have to be a critical thinker. There's not someone that's going to come in right after you and take vitals. There's not someone that's going to come in right after you and give out medication. So it's not like a hospital or a facility. When you're there, you're that person's everything. You're their nurse, their home health aide, their physical therapist. Though you have your own role and your responsibilities, you need to be cognizant of everything that's going on with that patient, even cognizant of their home and their environment. Is it safe for them? So we need patients that can think on the spot, that communicate well with each other. And, you know, all of that is a well-rounded clinician. Now, you know, we have our idea of our perfect person, and we keep looking until we find perfection or close to it. So we look for excellence in our employees, and we've been fortunate enough to get that. The other thing is like-minded people like to be around like-minded people. If they see that they're working with a team that pulls their own weight and they're working with a team that has that patient's best interest at heart, they want to be a part of that team.
Yeah. Well, before we went on the air, you mentioned something about a clinic.
Yeah, I'm actually on the board of a nonprofit clinic here in Dallas in University Park. It's called Christ Family Clinic. And what we do are we found that there is a segment of our population that goes into University Parks as, you know, maids, babysitters, you know, people who are doing the lawn care. A huge portion of this population is uninsured. And part of what we do is we offer services to them, ophthalmology services, gynecology services, you know, general internal medicine services to them to try to, you know, prevent things from happening ahead of time. And it's been a huge success. When we first started this, or when they first started this about 6 years ago, they probably saw about 30 patients throughout the year, and now they're up to right over 1,200 patients that they see now throughout the year. So it's just a pocket of people who have gone without any type of health care, period. And as you know, we rather cut them off or catch them here on this level then for them to end up in the emergency room, and you wonder why your Band-Aid costs $80. Well, you know, there's a high volume of people who are uninsured who are going to the hospitals, which,
right.
you know, somebody's got to pay for that.
We see that in the caregiver population
all the time. Yeah.
And frankly, it's emergency room for everything from a sniffle to a pregnancy, a birth.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's, it's
somebody
an important
has to cover
function.
It.
And Haven, at Haven, one of our philosophies is to make a strong attempt to try to educate our patients on the emergency room is not your primary care physician. And a lot of times, like you said, it's for a sniffle or, you know, I'm coughing for a day, you know, now I need to go to the ER. Well, we try to be a resource to those folks beforehand so that we can try to prevent that rehospitalization. And we're actually in the top 4% in the nation with keeping patients out of the hospital.
Mm-hmm. How does someone qualify to take advantage of those services?
With Haven?
Well, with the clinic.
With the clinic. Well, you have to work within the University Park city limit and then just be uninsured. You know, I'd say 65% of the demographic that comes there are Hispanic or Spanish speaking.
All the staff is volunteer, correct?
Yeah. All the staff is volunteer. We have our medical director is Dr. Katrina Bradford out of the Baylor healthcare system, and she's a phenomenal physician. She gives a lot of her time to, you know, nonprofit things like this clinic, and, you know, you just come there, and, you know, you don't have any insurance, and you need help, and, you know, we'll get you taken care of.
I heard you all even diagnosed cancer, a woman that
yeah.
had cancer.
Yeah, we had a lady come and, you know, was experiencing signs of, you know, initial signs of her having maybe cancer. And so one of the physicians that volunteers there set him up with a physician out of the Methodist system. And sure enough, that individual had cancer. And again, it's more about prevention and catching things early before it develops into a bigger issue. So that was definitely a great thing.
Yeah, I'm sure thankful for that.
Absolutely.
I heard you say earlier that you have a tendency to get involved with your clients, and you as a salesperson
yeah.
or a marketing
yeah.
person. Having been at Haven for 5 years, I'm sure there are lots of stories that you could tell us, but do you have a particular story that kind of illustrates why you do what you do?
Well, I do what I do because I really feel like we help, and, you know, I really feel like we make a difference in these people's lives. A lot of them just, you know, are out there in the wind and have nobody to kind of hold their hand and walk them through whatever issues they're having. But specifically, we did have a guy who he broke his hip and, you know, came out of rehab, really simple case, but his goal was to get to his daughter's wedding. You know, he wanted to walk his daughter down the aisle, and he probably was the most motivated individual I've come across that has had to go through the healthcare process. And I meet most of my patients before they discharge. So seeing him laying in a hospital bed, not able to ambulate, not able to, you know, get up and do for himself, 2 months later, getting a phone call from him saying, hey, your therapy, your physical therapists were great. And I'm getting ready to walk on a plane and head to my daughter's wedding to walk her down the aisle yeah. and, you know, do that dance with her. So little stories like that make it very easy for me to wake up and do my job every day.
Yeah, well, for those of us with daughters, that's
yeah, that's a big deal.
That hits home. So,
Let's start with Aqua. If you had a piece of advice that you could give to a senior or a caregiver or a family member, what would that piece of advice be?
Drink a lot of water. but on the serious side, drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
I mean, the H2O water has been linked to people remaining in good health in so many different ways. And it's something that's overlooked, but I think if you have something like diabetes, something like CHF, COPD, water is a natural filter, and those who drink a lot of it tend to stay in better health. So drink a lot of water.
You know, that's interesting. We've been doing the show for a year and a half, so we probably got 70 or 80 shows under our belt, mm-hmm. and that's the first time we've ever heard that bit of advice. And such a simple thing, but such a good piece of advice.
Yeah, it's huge. And the doctors, I mean, there's a reason why the doctor says you're supposed to drink 8 cups of water a day. I mean, it's been scientifically proven that if you drink a lot of water, you'll just be in better health. You know, you won't have your weight issues, and you won't have your diabetic issues. So I tell the patients that I see, drink a lot of water. You want to get better, drink a lot of water.
Great advice. And Olivia, let me ask this from a slightly different perspective since you're a recruiter. If there are healthcare professionals out there looking for a job, you know, physical therapists, occupational therapists, nurses, caregivers, whatever, and I'm going to make this a little bit specific to Haven, if you were going to give them a piece of advice about how to make themselves more attractive in the job market today, you know, particularly for a high-quality firm like Haven, what would you tell them?
Well, when I ask you why you're interested in home care, you probably shouldn't say, because I love the flexibility and I want to get off work at 3, which I hear in every interview. I cross you off my list. No. You know, home care is not for everybody, and it's not for every clinician. So something that we do in interviewing sometimes with people that have come out of a hospital or out of rehab that have an interest in home care, we'll send them on a ride-along so they can actually see what it's like out there. We want them to be successful. We want them to like Haven, Haven to like them. We want them to know what they're getting into. If it's something that they actually have an interest in or want to know something about, just give me a call. Ask me some questions. It's great for them to have questions. You know, they shouldn't just come in, I want a job, I want to get started.
So it's, I think what I'm hearing you saying, and I would agree, you know, from the non-medical home care perspective, is that working in the home is quite different than working
absolutely.
In a
family. Very different. Like I said earlier, there's no one coming behind you to do something for that patient. You can't say, oh, let me go find your nurse. Oh, let me go find your CNA. You're there. You're their lifeline. They're depending on you. So that accountability, those critical thinking skills, if you want to really make a difference in someone's life, really have that one-on-one impact with that patient, that's what you get in home care.
One other piece of advice that I run into every single day, please, if you know your insurance benefit,
absolutely.
Know what, you know what's going to happen if you get sick and you have to go into the hospital, or you go into a skilled nursing facility or a rehab. The goal of the insurance company is to sell you this product while you're healthy. And what you need to ask yourself is, what happens if I am not healthy and I get sick? You know, what's going to be my benefit? And it's a sad thing when we see a patient who thinks that, oh, this is paid for 100%, and in fact, it's paid for 100% out of their own pocket. Mm. And so when those situations come up, you know, it's really difficult to deal with that. So I would say check your insurance benefits. Know what you got. Know what you don't have.
Great
yeah,
advice.
That's excellent. If our listeners like to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can visit our website at www.3hllc.com. We are also available by phone at 972-644-3000.
You can also just go to havenhomehealth.com as well.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you both very much for joining us. You were great, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
And back to Dallas. Back to Atlanta.
Thank you, Brad. I appreciate it. Certainly appreciate Aqua and Olivia for the great show. Good information. Thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you.
Joining me today in the studio is Sandra Durbin with Sunrise Senior Living. Sandra is the Senior Director of Community Relations, and she has a special event she wants to talk about as well as the Sunrise. So good morning, Sandra. How are you today?
Good morning, Sam. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Why don't you begin, as we always do, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us how you got to Atlanta. Why are you at Sunrise?
Okay. I am originally from Ohio, the great Midwestern state, and came to Atlanta via Fort Lauderdale, worked there for a couple years with juvenile delinquents, and a lot of people wonder how I started working with seniors, but I just work with older juvenile delinquents now. we have people who think they're more independent than they might be and want to keep their independence, much like teenagers do, and sometimes we have people who want to run away, much like teenagers do. So it's just a little bit different version of what I used to do with a much more wonderful population, I think. Mm-hmm. And so I worked in Fort Lauderdale for a couple years. I was transferred to Atlanta to work with the same company and decided I needed a change, that when my kids did run away over the weekends, I kind of felt like maybe I should have a little bit more time with my own family instead of dealing with other people's all the time, and wanted to find something that was rewarding and different. So I started working in a skilled nursing facility and absolutely fell in love with the seniors that I was talking to and working with, and loved being able to help their families through the myriad of different options they have when they're trying to find different resources for their loved ones.
Let's develop that just a little bit. It's an interesting point. Many people come into the senior arena, much like you, by accident, so to speak. What is it that is so compelling about that work?
I think that for me, anyways, it was talking to seniors and learning more about them, the stories that they have to share, the information, their lives, the things that they've been through, all the changes that they've seen. And truly, they are the greatest generation. They have given us so much. And a lot of people don't really realize or take the time to get to know our seniors and learn from them. And that was the biggest aspect for me that I really fell in love with, was learning more about seniors and their lives and all the things that they've had to contribute.
Yeah, it's real interesting how you spoke to that. At the end of the show, we always have a tagline about the seniors being this nation's greatest national treasure. And I think that's just what you spoke of, the wealth of wisdom and experience that they have. And if we're smart enough and patient enough and willing to listen, what we can gather from them. That's a great, great point.
That is so very true.
So you came here, you got into the senior market by accident. Why Sunrise now?
Well, I've worked for some other areas of healthcare and had some friends that worked at Sunrise and really liked the things that they offered. I believed in their philosophy of care, of aging in place and allowing seniors to live in their apartments in our communities, and that we provide care for them in their apartments, that they don't have to move to different sections of the building, every time they need additional care or things like that. And we do allow them to age in place and stay there. We want that to be their last move that they ever make so that they can be comfortable through the end of their life. And we can provide additional services to them through home health and hospice to make them feel comfortable.
Tell us about a little different slant on the idea. Tell us about this aging in place, staying in one location through this process.
It's really very simple. When someone moves in, they choose their apartment and they may come in and be, rather independent or need very little oversight or assistance. And obviously, as we age, our needs change. And it seems a hardship to continually move people from place to place just because their needs are changing, when we certainly have the team members to provide care for them in any apartment, in any community, in any part of the community where they live. The exception would be if somebody, is having some mid to late stages dementia. We do have specialized neighborhoods, mm-hmm. our reminiscence neighborhoods for people specifically for that disease process. And certainly if someone is having they're wandering or, attempting to go out of the community, we certainly want to protect their safety and security, as well as their dignity. And sometimes it's just more appropriate because of the disease process to have them in a specialized neighborhood that can speak directly to their needs. So that would be the only exception to that. Otherwise, we can provide the same level of care in all areas of our community.
So if I'm hearing correctly, a senior comes into the facility initially requiring a very low level of service as they age, mm-hmm. and there are more issues, now the level increases. So you have personnel that will come into that apartment, home, mm-hmm. so to speak, from a non-skilled standpoint all the way up to a skilled standpoint.
For the most part, I mean, we can't get into doing things that Medicare will cover. That's not what we're licensed to do, but we can do all measures of personal care for them, mm-hmm. in, bathing, dressing, grooming, any of their personal physical needs.
Okay. Why don't you tell us the other differentiators, or as you view them, the advantages of Sunrise?
Well, one thing, Sunrise is the oldest assisted living company in North America. We've been in business. This is our 30th year in business. We're celebrating our 30-year anniversary this year. And we were probably really the first and the leader in beginning assisted livings as we know it today. We manage over 320 communities in the United States and Canada and the UK. And we really believe in our mission, which is to champion the quality of life for all seniors. There's a lot of things that people think seniors can't do anymore. And I get a lot of those kind of questions. We have principles of service, like encouraging independence. We want residents to be as independent as possible for as long as possible. So, you know, even if they need a little bit of assistance, we're going to encourage them to do as much as they can, and we'll fill in the gaps where they need it. You know, I have family members who will ask, you know, can mom have her nightly drink? You know, she likes a vodka tonic every night after dinner. And people are quite amazed when I say, you know, that's fine. All of the residents that we have and that we serve are over the age of 18, so they're still allowed to have a drink mm-hmm. if they would like to do that. So I think there's just little things like that people don't understand that enhance someone's quality of life that, you know, we try to do for our residents every day.
Now, are all the Sunrise facilities set up? Well, two questions here. Are all the Sunrise facilities set up in the same manner as yours, your particular one? And then where's yours located and what's its uniqueness?
We do have a couple different styles of communities. We have the traditional mansion style, Victorian mansion, that I think most people are familiar with that they see. And then our other largest population are the Brighton Gardens communities, which is currently where I am. So we have a variety of different room styles and apartment styles for residents to choose from with a lot of features that are built in to help make their life a little bit easier. And I forget now what was the other question, Sam.
Well, you answered it, Brighton Gardens.
Okay.
Now, where is it located?
We're located in Dunwoody on Ashford Center Parkway and very close to the Perimeter Center Mall. So we're kind of in the middle of everything, but still set far enough away that when you're inside the building and even up outside the building, you really don't hear any of the traffic or anything around. So it's a nice little oasis that's very close to the city, but its own little part of the world, I guess.
Good. Well, I know in speaking with you earlier, Sandra, there is an upcoming event that you wanted to bring attention to. So I'm going to throw the ball to you. Go ahead and speak to that.
All right. Well, we have a couple of things. From a national perspective, Sunrise is promoting their Taste of Sunrise over the next month. We are going to be doing a Mother's Day brunch. We're also doing a Taste of Sunrise event on May 19th, which is going to be a drop-by for professionals or family members to pick up dinner on us, and they can either take a tour of the community and then take lunch or take dinner with them, or they can actually have dinner at the community with us. And then we're also doing a Father's Day barbecue. So you can check with individual communities in your area on what dates they're actually hosting those events. And we are partnering with the Diabetes Association. So there's a small charge for the Mother's Day brunch and the Father's Day barbecue that is going to be donated to the Diabetes Association. And then specifically at our Brighton Gardens location, we are doing a design showcase called Ageless Design, and it's aging in place options for your home environment. And we have some design professionals coming in and some construction professionals, some aging in place professionals doing four different types of apartments. They're going to be showcasing some new things and technology that you can do to make things easier for you mm-hmm. to be at home or even in an apartment in an assisted living community. We're looking at wheelchair accessibility, some progressive illnesses like an ALS or an MS, mm-hmm. and then also doing a low vision room. So we're going to have some different types of apartments showcased. And that's going to be May 13th through May 15th. And you can call the community or send me an email to get the specific dates or times. But we are doing, it's going to be very exciting, I think, to showcase a lot of these different products and services that are out there that people may or may not know about that might make their senior and their family much more independent for a longer period of time, both in an assisted living community and in their own home.
Are you actually taking some of your current apartments and transforming them, or how's that going to work?
We are. We're taking four of our current apartments and allowing the designers really almost free rein, except for tearing down walls. They have free rein to completely redo those apartments in ways that showcase their products and services.
Well, I know the people from Dennis Lippi. You could be in for either a great event or a rude awakening. I don't know which one. Hopefully it will be a great event.
I'm sure it will, but they haven't started yet, so we'll see. But
Good. Is there anything else in regards to a special event?
No, I think those are it for right now.
Okay. You know, Sandra, you talk about coming from the juvenile youth environment to the seniors, and there's got to be a compelling reason as to why. What is the most rewarding thing that you do on a daily basis?
Really, my background is social work. My degree is in psychology, and I really love helping people. And it is so rewarding to get to help a family member really get through the maze of all of the options that are out there, all of the resources that are out there. A lot of family members, you know, become very emotional when they find that there's somebody who will assist them in some way, shape, or form just to get them in the right direction. Unfortunately, there's a lot of misinformation out there that people get. People talk in church, people talk at their children's schools, and you know, there's a lot of unprofessionals who, not unprofessionals, but people who are not in this industry, but have had experiences in the industry that tell them about their experiences, which may or may not really matter to the person that they're speaking to. So they just go with whatever information they're getting instead of actually talking to a professional about it. So when they get to this point and they get some good information and they get correct information and they're able to make some choices and decisions for their loved one, I think that's the most rewarding thing to me.
Good, good. And is there a story or a situation that might come to mind that what we like to say that will tug on my heart?
I was actually just traveling for work. I was in Virginia and doing some training with some new salespeople. And I have some friends that moved up there. They are a military family and were just transferred up there not too long ago. So I took that opportunity to get to spend some time with them. And my friend, who I introduced her to her husband, I've known her for 13 years, 14 years. And she had just told me that her mom was diagnosed with early onset dementia. And her mom's only 65 years old, and they've probably been dealing with this for about 5 years. And I really about broke down crying because I felt so awful for her. It's just not something that I think people in our age group really have to deal with a whole lot at this point, and people don't understand. I happened to be doing some training for the Virtual Dementia Tour, which is an experience that people can go through to mimic what it might be like to have dementia. And so I invited her to that event to do. And so she was able to get a better understanding of some things that her mom may be going through. And it really just, it was a great experience for her. And it was a really great experience for me to get to help a friend in need, just with the things that I do professionally every day. So that probably was my most recent heart-tugging story.
It's real interesting that that revolves around a situation involving Second Wind Dreams and the Virtual Dementia Tour. P.K. Bevel has been on the show. We, like you, are great advocates of that program, and I encourage any of our listeners who have a chance to experience that Virtual Dementia Tour to do so. It will change the way you approach seniors in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. It's so many family members come out of that just very emotional because they, you know, have a greater understanding of what it might be like to have dementia. And it really is a wonderful, wonderful program. And I can tell you in the Atlanta market, pretty much all of our communities do have facilitators that are able to allow people to go through the experience. So, you know, at the end of the show, we can talk about how to reach me or our communities, and they can check to see if anybody is doing a virtual dementia tour anytime soon.
Good, good. For our listeners, Sandra, that might have a an elder or senior loved one, and they're thinking about what do we do, how do we plan, where do we begin, what piece of advice might you give them as they start looking at their options, facilities and locations and whatnot?
I would say there's definitely lots of resources available, and obviously with the internet, there's certainly information available all over. I would say to get prepared, you know, start doing some research on the internet for either types of living that you may want to look at, you know, whether you're looking at bringing someone into the home or whether you're looking at an assisted living community, you know, talk to professionals in the area. There's plenty of them. I would use a case manager or a care manager to help direct the care and assistance that I need. You know, go to an attorney. I know a lot of people don't want to spend that money on an attorney and getting some information, but it really is one of the best directions that you can go to spend $500 or $1,000 just to consult with an attorney so that you don't make some mistakes later that are going to cost you a whole lot more than that and may put you at risk for not getting some of the benefits that you might be entitled to. And certainly you can call any Sunrise community and any of the you know, resources there would be available to help you, but definitely arm yourself with information. Don't wait for a crisis to happen.
That's great advice. And once again, for our listeners, what are the dates of the Ageless Design Symposium?
That is May 13th May 13th through May 15th, and there are going to be different times on each of those days.
Okay. And now tell our listeners, if you will, Sandra, how they can contact you if they'd like to come and do a tour of Sunrise.
Well, I'll give you a couple websites. Our main Sunrise website for anybody in any area of the country is www.sunriseseniorliving.com. For my community specifically, you can go to bgdunwoody.com. And I can be reached by phone at 678-896-5650.
That's great. I certainly appreciate great information. Look forward to being part of the Ageless Design Symposium. I look forward to that. Quite possibly we can have you on just before that 13th date and maybe remind our listeners again.
That would be great.
Great. Thank you very much, Sandra, for being our guest.
Thanks, Sam, for having me.
That's it for today. We want to thank our guest in Dallas as well, Sandra, here in Atlanta. We also want to remind our listeners, if they wish to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show, they can do so at ugeriaradio.com. And in closing, as always, if the youth of this nation is its greatest national resource, it goes without saying that the seniors of this nation is its greatest national treasure. Thank you, and God bless.
Ugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.